Ladies and gentlemen, the editor of the Illyria Weekly Gazette, Mr. Will Rogers, Jr.
Thank you. You know, it's a funny thing. Almost anybody can sympathize with the sufferings of a friend. But it requires a very fine nature to sympathize with a friend's success.
Rogers of the Gazette, offering you again tonight, transcribed, another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, and starring Will Rogers, Jr.
I'm Doc Clemens, a friend of Will's. You know, in a small town like Elyria, problems kind of act like the measles. You go along without any for a while, and then one case turns up, and the next thing you know, you've got them breaking out all over. Like with Will playing the cornet in the town band. Now, there was a problem, for Will at least. And it could have been a problem for the band if he'd actually tried to play that thing. But Will got out of it all right. And he figured that was the last he'd have to do with musical culture for a long time to come. Didn't work out that way, though. It wasn't more than a week later that Ed Hartley walked into the newspaper office. It was long, about 9 in the evening, and Will and Maggie Button were putting the paper to bed. Evening, Will. Miss Button.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Mr. Hartley.
Out kind of late, Ed. Sarah put you in the doghouse?
Oh, might as well have. Am I busting in on something, Will?
No, we just finished checking the galley proofs. About ready to lock up and go over to Peyton's drugstore for a cup of coffee.
Coffee? Sounds good.
Why don't you come along?
Well, maybe I will. Yeah, it's a fine thing. A man with a home and a family, the only place he can get a minute's peace is at the corner drugstore.
Well, at least they have good coffee. Maggie, we'll just leave everything right here on the desk. Find some spot in the morning for that piece about the rummage sale.
All right, fine.
Will, I always figured a man's home was his castle.
Times change, Ed. Castles are kind of out of date.
Practice, Sarah calls. Practice. All it does is get worse, and it was pure torture to start with.
Huh?
Oh, it's that kid of mine, Eddie. Sarah's got him taking music lessons, learning the violin, as she puts it.
Well, it's a fine instrument.
No, not the way he plays it. And every single night he's got to practice 2 hours of it right after dinner, driving me out of my mind. The neighbors, too. First it was hints, now it's threats. Will, you got to help me do something about it.
Well, now, I don't know much about the violin, Ed.
No, Will's more of a cornet virtuoso.
Maggie?
Hot Lips Rogers, they call him.
Maggie?
If the kid had any ear for music, it'd be different. But he don't know a note from a hole in the ground. Even Sarah realizes that. What she's really trying to do is help out this European refugee.
European refugee?
Well, this woman who's teaching him, Gretchen March. Comes from Vienna or someplace. Not much income. Needs the extra dough, Sarah says. Will, I'd rather give her the money.
Gretchen March. I heard about her. Supposed to be a fine musician.
Now that she may be, but she can't do anything for Eddie. He's like me. More the first baseman type. Will, you gotta help me, I tell you.
Well, I'd like to, Ed, but
if I have to listen to that kid play the scales off key for another week, I won't be responsible.
Surprise, Mr. Rogers. The editor of the newspaper, you say?
Yes, I'm on.
And you have come to make an interview. Oh, how charming. Oh, but please to come in. Oh,
thank you. I hope I'm not interrupting
no,
Eddie.
No, no, not at all. This way, Mr. Rogers. I have a pupil who is studying the violin, but I am sure the one little interruption will not cause damage.
Hiya, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Eddie. How's it going?
Guess I won't never learn to play this crazy thing.
My dear young man, this crazy thing is a violin.
Yeah, I know, but why can't they put keys on it so you know where to put your fingers?
Like a baseball mitt?
Well, yeah. Oh, hey, did you see that game out of Beaver's pasture Saturday? We sure showed them bums from Leedsville how to play.
Please, now continue with your playing while Mr. Rogers and I talk for the moment.
All right, but this sure ain't what I'd rather be doing.
Now, what was it you wished to know, Mr. Rogers?
Well, I thought the people in town might be interested in knowing more about you, Miss March. What you did in Vienna, your musical background.
He's only learning.
I certainly hope so. Well, now, you see, most of us didn't realize that we had a pretty famous person living here in...
Heaven forgive me. In Vienna, I did not teach pupils such as this one.
No, I don't imagine you did.
Properly played, the violin is an instrument of exquisite beauty.
Yes, I'm sure of it.
It should be approached with reverence and love. It should be held only by hands that have the music flowing from the very fingertips.
I'd say it's not flowing too freely there.
Well, one must eat, I suppose.
He doesn't seem to be getting the knack of it.
Is it possible you are musically inclined, Mr. Rogers?
Well, not really. I did used to play the cornet, of course.
Oh.
No, but that was quite a while back in the high school band.
Oh, how nice. Well, about the interview now. The third bar. He's never gone that far before. Oh.
Well, he had it beat there for a second.
He will never have it beat, Mr. Rogers. Now, about the interview.
Now, look, Miss March. This is probably even more painful for you than it is for me. Let's slip out to Peyton's drugstore and talk about it over a cup of coffee. What do you say?
Morning, Will.
Oh, hiya, Doc. Rest your feet. I'm finishing up an article.
Well, doing your own typing now?
Maggie's over at Bone Setters waiting for a photograph. Goes with the article. Let's see now. Fortunate in having in our town a lady of such great talent and international fame.
It will. There's a rumor getting around.
In this town, there's always a rumor getting around.
This one's about you, though.
That's happened before, too. Well?
Well, what?
The rumor.
Oh, didn't think you were interested. Well, you were seen.
Seen?
Yep. Three or four different people saw you. It's all over town.
What's all over town?
This new romance of yours?
Romance?
Gretchen March. Shouldn't have gone to Peyton's drugstore, not in broad daylight, not if you wanted to keep it quiet.
Doc, for the love of...
Oh, it's all right, Will. I don't blame you a bit. These Europeans are pretty fascinating, so I hear.
Now, maybe so,
of course,
but now...
some of the boys over at the barbershop figure her being maybe 10 or 12 years older than you is not too good, but then, like I told them, she sure doesn't look it.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. Nice of you to stick up for me.
Well, I figured it was the least I could do.
You wouldn't believe I was just interviewing her to get an article in the paper, would you?
Well, I might. But I doubt if the boys at the barbershop would, though.
Not even if they saw the article? There, that's it. Take a look. Mm-hmm. One and a half page story with a two-column cut of Miss March. That ought to be enough to squelch the rumor.
Well, I don't know, Will. Some of these adjectives. Lovely, charming, brilliant artist, toast of Vienna. That's pretty hot stuff. Seems like you're laying it on kind of thick here.
I am, and there's a reason for it.
Yeah, that's what the boys at the barbershop will figure.
Doc, there's nothing to it. I'm only doing a favor for a friend.
Oh, kind of a John Alden type of thing, you mean?
No, not a John Alden type thing. It's Ed Hartley. His boy has taken violin lessons from Gretchen March because Mrs. Hartley wants to help European refugees, and Ed has to get out of the house while the kid practices, so I'm just trying to... Forget it, Doc. The story's just too doggone complicated.
Yeah, it sure is. You ought to have been able to do better than that.
Now, look, Doc.
Well, morning, Maggie.
Hi, Doc. Will, you'll never guess the rumor that's going around about you.
Maggie, what in the dickens were you doing at the barber shop?
Will?
Huh?
Wait up a second.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Been wanting to thank you, Will. That article in the paper sure did the job.
No more lessons, huh?
Nope. Sarah gave in.
Good.
Last night's the first quiet evening I've had at home for weeks. And it's kind of nice to have the neighbors speaking to me again, too.
I take it Gretchen March don't need any more help, then.
Within 3 hours after the paper hit the streets yesterday, 16 parents had called her wanting to arrange violin lessons for their kids. And there'll be more.
That's good. She ought to end up with a pretty fair income.
Sure she will. Most of them offer double price. Figure it's a privilege.
I guess she'll have to rent a studio now. She can't handle that many in her apartment.
Say, Eddie's real grateful too, Will. Boy, is he glad to get off of that violin.
I bet he is. Maybe I could locate some place she could use.
Yes, sir. Never saw that kid so happy.
Ought to be off kind of by itself, I guess. Most of the neighbors would look at a music studio as a nuisance.
Well, I gotta run, Will. Sure do thank you.
Well, wait a second, Ed. Say, you got some business properties.
Sorry,
that...
Will, I'm late now. I'll be seeing you.
But... Well, now, what in the blue blazes got into him? Hiya, Maggie.
Will, have you talked to Ed Hartley?
Yeah, I just ran into him on the street. Told me all about it. Now, Maggie, it's a perfect example of the power of the press.
I know, Will.
One article in the paper, and a woman the town hardly knew existed turns into a local celebrity, her services in demand, income established.
Yes, but...
Not to forget the original purpose of the whole thing, also accomplished. Ed Hartley can set home evenings now and read his paper in peace thanks to the Elyria Weekly Gazette, the paper that gets things done. The paper that not only reflects but molds public opinion.
The paper whose editor just loves the sound of his own voice.
I guess I got carried away.
The editor whose name is on everybody's lips, linked in romance with that lovely, charming, fascinating, brilliant Viennese artist, Miss Gretchen March.
Now, Maggie.
An older woman.
Oh, it'll die out, Maggie. Just talk.
About her being an older woman?
You know what I mean. Well, down to work. That job's done. Operation Help Ed Hartley. Mission accomplished. File closed.
Not so fast, Will. You've got a shock coming.
I have? Say, you got to find some place she can use for a studio.
Won't be necessary.
Huh?
She already has a place.
Oh, good. I was afraid we'd have some trouble finding a... What was that?
The opening salvo.
Be darned if I know what you're trying... Maggie, is that...
It is. The vacant real estate office next door. It's now the Gretchen March Studio of Music.
Oh, no.
21 pupils already, Will. And more enrolling all the time. Well, down to work, as you say.
Maggie, something's got to be done. You can't listen to that all day. We got to get her out of here. Who owns that office anyway?
Ed Hartley.
Listening to Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr. We'll return to our story in just a moment, but first, if you know any young drama fans, steer them straight to CBS Radio this Saturday for Let's Pretend Swashbuckling Account of Sinbad the Sailor. You grown-ups are in for some top drama, too, this Saturday. Theater of Today stars Gertrude Warner and Alan Hewitt in The Other Woman. And now we continue with the second act of tonight's show.
Found it, Will. It wasn't my fault. It was Sarah. She figured that if we were going to stop Eddie's lessons, the least we could do was give Gretchen March a free studio.
It didn't have to be next door to the newspaper.
It's the only building I've got vacant, Will.
Ed, can you imagine Eddie's practicing multiplied by 21?
I sure wish I could do something about it, but I don't see how...
You've got to do something about it.
Doggone it, Will. I can't just throw her out on the street.
Of course not, but... Well, there must be some other place she can use.
Nothing I know anything about.
What she ought to have is a hall of some kind, or an auditorium, or a... An auditorium.
Will, I don't know what you're thinking about, but the only auditorium in town is the one at the high school.
That's what I am thinking about. that and the fact that you're on the school board, Ed.
Now, wait a minute.
And the fact that I'm in this mess because I did a favor for you.
Will, I can't do it. They got a strict rule about the auditorium. It can't be let out except to teachers or staff members.
Then get her on the staff.
Are you crazy?
A high school orchestra ad. Should have had one a long time ago. Every other town this size does.
The board would never approve it.
With you on the board? Of course it would.
I don't have the whole say-so, Will. Old man Brandon would block it. You remember how he fought to the last ditch against putting physical education in the curriculum. Last school in the state to do it.
Yeah, I know.
He wants to keep everything just like it was 30 years ago. Any change, no matter what, he's against it. I wouldn't have a chance, Will.
Now, wait. Public opinion beat him on physical education, and public opinion will beat him on this.
There's no public opinion on this.
There will be, Ed. Never underestimate the power of the press.
The way I heard it, it's the power of a woman.
That's another quotation.
I wonder. Tell me something, Will. That interview you printed, is she really that fascinating?
Possibly the town has not been quite ready to support a high school orchestra before, as Reedville, Yates Center, and West Branch have supported theirs for some years. But now we're ready.
Ready, willing, and able.
Ready, willing, and able. Then it goes on. And fate is kind in supplying us at the very moment with the one person capable of giving us the best musical group in the state. That brilliant performer and teacher, Miss Gretchen March.
All right, Maggie. Now add this on.
Mm-hmm.
The Gazette agrees with the great poet that there is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to victory. Omitted all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries.
Shakespeare, even.
Paragraph. The time of flood tide is now. Shall Illyria seize it? Shall we support a high school orchestra? The Gazette says yes. Well, what do you think, Maggie?
Well,
a trifle flowery, Will. Not bad, but flowery.
Oh, didn't hear you come in, Doc.
Disinterring the bard, quoting him out of context, pulling out all the stops. You must feel pretty strong about this orchestra, Will.
It was that cornet last week, Doc. Will's becoming quite musical-minded.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't see anything unusual about this editorial. The school needs an orchestra, and the least the Gazette can do is to start the ball rolling. This is one paper that's civic-minded.
Civic-minded, musical-minded, or Gretchen March-minded?
We're back to the boys in the barber shop.
Quoting poetry, though, that is supposed to be a kind of a sign.
All I'm trying to do is to find Gretchen some place to teach violin lessons that isn't practically under my desk.
Oh, so it's Gretchen now.
What of it? Doc, you're making a... See what I mean?
What in the name of the Bonnie Blue Hills was that?
Pupil 17, 4 to 4:30, anonymous.
A violin made that sound?
I guess so. I never had the nerve to go next door and find out.
That may be a budding high fits, Doc.
Sounds more like Jack Benny. And you want to multiply that into a whole orchestra?
Well, that's a beginner. Orchestra will just take advanced students. And anyway, it'll be clear across town in the high school auditorium.
Well, that'd be a help at least. Too bad it won't work out.
What makes you think it won't?
Old Everett Brandon. He even objects to the science department teaching atomic theory. Says they got along all right without Adams in his day. He won't agree to anything new, Will.
That's the reason for this editorial.
Oh, pressure of public opinion? It won't move Brandon, even if you arouse any public opinion.
I'll arouse it. I'll get Gretchen March out of here and over to that auditorium if I have to go out and make soapbox speeches.
Take your cornet, Will. That'll draw the crowd.
Yeah, and quote some Shakespeare. Poetry always gets them. I've heard better music from a cat with its tail caught in the door, and the cat didn't have to practice.
Well,
Hiya, Gretchen. How's the music business?
Overwhelming. Why, I have so many pupils, I hardly have a moment to think. And do you know something, Mr. Rogers? A few of them even show definite signs of talent.
Amazing.
Not much, you understand, but definite. And now this editorial in the paper this morning.
Well.
Oh, it is too much. Too kind of you. I don't know what I should say to thank you.
It's no more than you deserve. It'll be a fine thing for the high school. And, of course, you'll be able to use the auditorium for your private pupils, and it'll work out better for everybody. For the pupils, I mean.
And all because of you. Mr. Rogers, you have made me so happy I could kiss you.
Well, at least not here in front of the barber shop.
To take such an interest in someone you did not even know.
Yeah, well.
You have given me new interest in life. I feel like a young girl again. Oh, it is wonderful.
Well,
I wonder if I could have a word or two with you.
Why, of course, Mr. Brandon. Do you happen
to know... I just read this editorial of yours. Of all the unmitigated rabble-rousing poppycock I ever heard of. With the taxpayers of this town already overburdened with a crushing weight of utterly asinine and nonsensical expenditures, you're asking for an orchestra. An orchestra indeed, sir.
Mr. Brandon, I don't think
I'll tell you right now, Will, no orchestra. Not even if the irate citizens of Elyria storm the school board with fire and sword.
I don't think it'll come to that, but
If they want music, let them turn to their radios. And you can tell that to this March woman, whoever she is.
Miss March? I'd like to present to you Mr. Everett Brandon.
How do you do, Mr. Brandon?
It's a pleasure, Miss March. Miss March? But I thought you were... I expected more... I wouldn't have talked the way I... Oh, by Jove, I'm late. Yes, indeed. Gotta hurry. Good day.
Sir, it's the greatest invention since the steam engine.
What is?
The newspaper morgue. Maggie, do you realize we got facts about people in these morgue files that people themselves don't even know?
And what does that have to do with Mr. Brandon?
Everything. We're just giving his file a final check.
D-Day, huh? You'll be here any minute, Will.
Yeah, I know. Did you get that music?
Check, General Rogers.
Record player all set up?
Yes, sir.
And the high school orchestra is practically a cinch.
Not the way Mr. Brandon tells it.
You wait. When he walks out of here, he'll be the strongest booster in town for it. He'll be as stubborn for it as he's been against it. Why, he'll even...
Good evening, Will. Miss Button.
Now come right in, Mr. Brandon. Pull up a chair. All set, Maggie?
Standing by, sir.
Well, if you ask me to stop by here with some ill-conceived thought of changing my mind about that orchestra, you're wasting time for both of us.
Oh, I just wanted to be sure you heard both sides, Mr. Brandon.
You don't care to hear both sides. This town is spending as much as it can afford on education right now without starting any more newfangled polderol.
Well, I never thought of music as being newfangled, exactly.
You know what I mean, Will.
Speaking of music, is that record player still around here, Maggie?
Yes, I believe it is, Will.
Good. Well, let's have some music. We're pretty informal here at the Gazette, Mr. Brandon.
Indeed.
Anything in particular, Will?
No, just whatever record you happen to have there.
Now, Will, I'm quite aware of the fact that I am regarded as somewhat of a local obstructionist to the March of Progress. Well, so be it. I might point out, however, that many of the things which I have ineffectively opposed have turned out to be mixed blessings. The world as we once knew it was fully as...
That's a nice selection, Maggie.
Yes, I thought you'd like it.
Vienna. That music takes me back a long way, Will.
You know Vienna, Mr. Brandon?
Oh, I was a student there. In the Vienna that was... That will never be again, just before First World War. I remember that music.
Lots of fine orchestras there, I imagine.
Oh, orchestras, string ensembles, solo artists. There was always music. Oh, it was life itself. Along the river at night, Will, the cafes, music and color. I remember the uniforms we wore as students. Blue jackets with red facing and... white leather shoulder bars. Ah, Vienna.
Gretchen March comes from there, Mr. Brandon. You'd probably have a lot in common.
Yes, I dare say. An attractive woman. Charming, I understand. I'm sorry I spoke the way I... Good heavens.
It's a bad needle, I guess.
Yeah, it's a bad needle. Maybe you better turn the volume up, Maggie.
Yes, I think so.
Now, Mr. Brandon, about the high school orchestra...
Oh, there'll be one, Will. Save your arguments. This was a plan of yours. It worked. Remembering Vienna, I couldn't refuse the young people here their chance at music like... Will, that needle seems to be doing it again.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of worn, I guess.
Well, maybe a few of them will show talent. I guess that's all one can hope for.
Shall I put that morgue folder away now, Will?
Now, about Miss March. I've alienated her completely, no doubt.
Oh, I don't think so.
Of course, I do understand that you have a certain personal interest in her yourself, Will.
Where the dickens did you hear that?
Well, ordinarily I don't go there. I do it myself. But I didn't have time to shave this morning, so... I heard it at the barber shop. Well, I've got to run on, Will. Oh, would you ask Miss March to drop by and see me? I'll take the matter up with the board after I talk to her.
Fine. And Mr. Brandon.
Huh?
As one gentleman of the old school to another, I have absolutely no personal interest in Miss March.
Oh, well, I'm rather glad to hear that. Yes, indeed. Good day, all.
I guess you can stop that record now, Maggie. It did the job.
All right, Will. There's a romance coming up there, Will.
Sure looks that way.
That's what did it. Not the power of the press or the fact you found that Mr. Brandon had gone to school in Vienna. Doc was right. Never underestimate the power of a woman.
Well, maybe so, Maggie. But anyway, it all worked out. Just listen.
Listen. I don't hear anything.
That's what I mean. Peace. It's wonderful. Or at least it will be.
You have just heard Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr., with Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Tonight's story was written by Les Crutchfield and produced and transcribed by Norman McDonald. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear, Virginia Gregg, Sammy Ogg, John Daner, and Vic Perrin. The special music was composed by Renee Garrigan and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Starting next week, Rogers of the Gazette will be heard on Wednesdays. Consult your local station or paper for the time. Remember, Wednesday next week. And be sure to tune in next week at the same time to hear Junior Miss. In about a week's time, 6 new plays opened along Broadway. And tomorrow night, Stage Struck rounds them up all into one big broadcast when your host, Mike Wallace, gives you the chance to be stage struck on most of these same CBS radio stations. Bob Lamond speaking. You enjoy Music with the Girls Saturday in the daytime hours on the CBS Radio Network.